Hey there, fellow explorer. Get ready to dive into the world of Grand Odyssey because today we're all about crafting your epic hero.
We've got your character sheet prepped overlay.
Oh, right. I should probably mention that.
Yeah,
It's on the
we'll
website.
play this link. But
We should probably talk about how to bring your character to life first.
that's right. We're talking about building a character with depth, someone who feels real and has a reason to even, embark on this grand odyssey.
Okay, so before we get into like the nuts and bolts of character creation, paint me a picture.
Okay.
What is Grand Odyssey all about,
Certainly.
and what kind of world am I as the listener stepping into?
This game is like a revamped take on a classic tabletop system.
Okay.
Think familiar, but with exciting new twists and turns at every corner. And the best part is the setting. It's entirely up to your game master.
Oh, really?
Stone Age?
Wow.
Sure. Futuristic cyberpunk metropolis. Go for it.
So I could be battling dinosaurs one campaign and then hacking into virtual reality the next.
Exactly.
That's amazing. As a player, I've always been drawn to games that really emphasize role-playing over just racking up the kills. Is that something that Grand Odyssey encourages?
Absolutely. The rulebook very explicitly cautions game masters against turning the game into a kill fest.
Okay.
It's way more about the journey, the collaboration, the stories that you create together as a group.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about building my legend.
Okay.
I'm flipping through the rule book now, and there's this whole section on ability scores.
Right.
Fill me in. What's the deal there?
So think of your ability scores as like the foundation of your hero.
Okay.
Grand Odyssey uses the standard six: strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. They determine everything from how strong your character is to how persuasive they can be.
Okay, got it. So it's not just about like being good at smashing things. You need brains, any brawn to navigate this world.
Exactly. You're going to use these scores for everything from swinging a sword to charming a room full of nobles.
Okay.
And forget about relying on those lucky dice rolls for your stats. Grand Odyssey uses a point-buy system so you can customize your character's strengths and weaknesses right from the get-go.
Oh, nice. I was kind of wondering about that. So you just get to choose.
Yeah, you get to choose where your strengths lie.
I love that. It put the
Yes.
power in the player's hands.
It does.
Now, another thing that caught my eye, are these things called hit points and spirit points.
Right.
Break those down for me.
So hit points are going to be your classic measure of physical resilience.
Okay.
Think of them as your ability to take a hit and keep on fighting. Spirit points, on the other hand, are going to be like your magical and mental fuel. So you'll be using those for casting spells, using special abilities, that sort of thing.
So I want to play a spellcaster who can sling fireballs all day long.
Yes.
I'm going to want to invest in those spirit points.
Exactly. And one of the coolest parts of Grand Odyssey that I really like is the birth month system.
Birth month.
Yeah.
Like when my character was born.
Yeah, like when your character was born.
Tell me more.
So each month grants unique abilities. But here's the catch. Some are blessings and others, well, not so much. It's a
Okay.
gamble, but it's one that I think adds like an element of surprise and excitement to character creation.
Okay, now that has me intrigued. I'm looking at, for example, the ninth month, Art is the Void. It says here that if you roll a natural one on your, I don't know, your saving throw or something,
Oh, wow.
you take damage.
Yeah.
Yikes, that's a double whammy.
It's definitely a high risk, high reward.
Okay.
It might sound daunting, but imagine the stories you could tell.
That's true. That's true.
It's perfect for players who really enjoy that extra dose of unpredictability in their games.
Okay, I can see how that would lead to some memorable moments.
Oh, yeah.
Now let's talk about the playable races.
Okay.
What kind of beings can I embody in Grand Odyssey?
Get ready for some variety.
Okay.
You've got your classics like humans, dwarves, and elves, but then you've got the more unique options like the avian Averon
Okay.
and the mysterious Lunastrian.
Yeah.
And then don't even get me started on the sub-races.
Oh, the sub-races.
Yeah.
That's where things get really interesting. The Averon, with their avian features, really caught my eye.
Yeah, the Averons are cool.
Tell me more about them.
So the Averon are all about speed, agility, and keen senses. They're basically the masters of the skies. You could play a Sparrow Averon, known for their lightning-fast reflexes, or an Owl Averon, the silent predator of the night with exceptional vision.
I'm picturing like a daring Sparrow Averon rogue darting through the shadows and relieving unsuspecting targets of their valuables.
Oh, absolutely. And don't forget about the Crane Averon.
Oh.
With those impressive wingspans. Perfect for soaring over vast landscapes.
Oh, that's a cool visual.
Or even navigating like treacherous water currents.
What really caught my eye were the Parrot Averon mimicry. Sign me up.
Yeah, those are fun.
Imagine the chaos a clever Parrot Averon could unleash.
Oh, I know.
Like by perfectly replicating sounds.
It's like having a built-in soundboard of hilarious and potentially mischievous possibilities.
Okay, I am sold. But I'm also curious about those mountain dwarves you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
What's their story?
So if you've ever wanted to play a dwarf who can tunnel their way through mountains.
Wait, really?
The mountain dwarf is your go-to. They are incredibly strong, resilient, perfectly adapted to navigate the underground.
Forget secret passages. These dwarves make their own. I'm getting serious Lord of the Rings vibes over here.
Right. Mm. Talk about a fortress no one wants to mess with. It's classic fantasy, but with, you know, those unique Grand Odyssey twists.
Okay, you've convinced me. Dwarves who can burrow. That's amazing.
I know.
Now, for me, a character isn't complete without a killer backstory.
Mm-hmm.
How does Grand Odyssey handle that all-important aspect?
Grand Odyssey takes backstory seriously. They don't just give you a blank page and say, go wild, like the character creation section. It's full of thought-provoking questions.
Okay.
To get those creative juices flowing.
Okay, so it's like having a brainstorming partner built right into the rule book. Give me an example.
Absolutely. They've got questions like, what does your character's voice sound like?
Okay.
Or, what is their greatest fear? And these might seem like small details,
right?
But they can really help you kind of like step into your character's shoes.
Mm-mm. I can see how that would make a huge difference. Suddenly, it's not just like a name on a sheet.
Right.
It's a living, breathing person with hopes and dreams and maybe even like a phobia of spiders or something.
Precisely. And speaking of adding layers to your character, don't forget about backgrounds and upbringings.
Okay. Those sound intriguing. Tell me more about how those work.
So your background represents your character's like past experiences.
Yeah.
Like their profession or their social standing.
Okay.
While their upbringing adds even more nuance. Mm. So were they raised in poverty? Were they raised in luxury?
Right.
Each choice comes with its own like, you know, unique benefits and drawbacks.
Ah, so it's all about those tough choices.
Yes.
That add flavor and complexity. I'm seeing some pretty cool options here. The exiled noble and the prodigy sound like they come with some serious storytelling potential.
Right. An exiled noble might start with more wealth.
Right.
But also enemies in high places.
Oh, yeah.
While a prodigy might learn faster, but they might struggle with, like, social interactions.
Ooh, I love that. It's a balancing act.
It is.
That makes you really think about the trade-offs your character has to make.
Exactly.
And speaking of balancing acts, no hero is ready without their gear.
That's right.
What kind of equipment can I outfit my character with in Grand Odyssey?
Get ready to gear up because Grand Odyssey has it all, from classic swords and shields to magical artifacts and even some surprising improvised weapons.
Wait, like what? Give me an example of like a good improvised weapon in this game.
Picture this. You're cornered in a tavern brawl.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Do you reach for a rusty tankard?
Okay.
Or maybe even like a strategically swung chair.
Yes.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
Okay, that's awesome. It's those like unexpected moments that make tabletop games so much fun. But for those moments when things get serious, does Grand Odyssey have a crafting system?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just your average slap some leather on it and call it armor system.
Okay.
If you've got the skills, if you've got the materials, you can craft some really unique items with special properties.
So if I'm playing like a skilled blacksmith,
yes,
I could potentially forge a legendary sword with his own name and backstory.
You got it. Crafting isn't just about the stats. It's about adding depth and flavor to your character and to the world around them.
I'm already imagining the look on my game master's face when I pull out that custom-made weapon. Now, I have to ask about one of my favorite parts of any RPG perks. What kind of special abilities can my character earn in Grand Odyssey?
Perks are where you can really let your character shine. They're special abilities earned through, like, leveling up your chosen species or even your background.
So whether I'm, like, a bookish mage or a battle-hardened warrior.
Right.
There's a perk out there that can take my character to the next level.
Absolutely. For those who value knowledge, there's keen mind.
Okay.
Imagine having a photographic memory, right? never forgetting a face, a detail, or a line from that ancient tome.
Okay, that's seriously cool.
Right.
No more frantically flipping through my notes mid-game.
Exactly. And then there are perks that play on your character's species.
Okay.
So a fearless Averon might choose skydive, basically turning themselves into a feathered missile.
Oh, wow.
While a sturdy dwarf might opt for raise your pint.
Wait, raise your pint. Does that mean what I think it means?
You bet it does. Not only do they get tougher,
okay,
but imagine a dwarf who can chug a tankard of ale and actually regain health.
Okay, that is amazing. It's those little details that really make this game come alive. But let's say I want to play a more unconventional character.
Okay.
Does Grand Odyssey cater to those who like to walk on the wild side?
Absolutely. Grand Odyssey does not shy away from, like, the darker side of fantasy.
You're speaking my language. What kind of creepy crawlies are we talking about here?
Imagine a pack of rabid dogs.
Yeah.
Their eyes glowing with, like, feral hunger.
Yeah.
Or a constrictor snake silently stalking its prey.
Ooh.
Ready to squeeze the life out of them.
Okay, now those are some encounters that will get your heart racing.
Yeah.
But what about creatures that are a little more mythical?
Oh, Grand Odyssey has you covered there too.
Okay.
Prepare to face down fearsome adult forest dragons.
Yes.
With their fiery breath and ancient magic.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps a mischievous jackalope will cross your path, leading you on a merry chase through the forest.
I'm loving the variety here. So it's not just about, like, fighting monsters. It's about encountering creatures that are both intriguing and terrifying.
Exactly. And don't forget, each creature comes with its own, like, unique loot possibilities.
Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. What kind of treasures can we scavenge from these beasts?
Well, let's just say that in Grand Odyssey, sometimes the loot can be a little unconventional.
Like what?
Imagine harvesting an ape's tongue.
An ape's tongue.
Yeah.
What in the world would my character do with that?
See, that's the beauty of Grand Odyssey.
Okay.
It leaves room for, like, your own interpretation and your own creativity.
Okay.
Maybe it has alchemical properties, or perhaps it's used in some ritual to appease the spirits of the forest. Who knows? It's up to you to decide.
I love that. It's those little mysteries that really spark the imagination and make every adventure unique. Now, you mentioned that Grand Odyssey doesn't shy away from, like, the harsher side of adventure.
It doesn't.
What about dangers beyond just the monsters?
So the world itself can be just as dangerous as any creature lurking in the shadows. And Grand Odyssey takes environmental hazards very seriously.
Okay, so it's not enough to worry about orcs and goblins. Now I gotta worry about the weather, too.
Exactly. Imagine trekking through, like, a frozen wasteland.
Okay.
The biting wind threatening to, like, sap your strength with every step you take. Or perhaps you find yourself lost in a scorching desert, the sun beating down relentlessly.
Okay, those scenarios definitely add a new level of challenge. It's a good reminder that in Grand Odyssey, you have to be prepared for anything.
Yes.
But what about when the adventure is over, right? And it's time to, like, count your spoils. What kind of loot does Grand Odyssey offer?
Oh, they've got everything from your classic gold and gems to magical weapons, armor, and even some truly bizarre artifacts.
Give me an example of, like, something truly bizarre.
How about a death whistle that whispers secrets from beyond the grave? Or a skeleton key crafted from a spinal cord? Its bony fingers unlocking doors to forgotten places.
Okay, those are both creepy and cool. They sound like the kind of items that would come with their own stories.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe even a curse or two.
Exactly. Grand Odyssey is all about those, like, evocative items that make you wonder about their origins and, like, the powers they might hold.
Well, I think we've only just scratched the surface.
We have.
What Grand Odyssey has to offer, but I'm already hooked.
It's a good system.
It's clear that this is a game that is designed by people who love tabletop RPGs and want to create an immersive and unforgettable experience for their players.
Absolutely. It's got all the elements of, like, that classic fantasy adventure, but with those, you know, unique twists and a level of depth that'll keep you coming back for more.
So as we reach the end of our deep dive here, what's, like, one final piece of advice you would give to our listener who's about to embark on their own Grand Odyssey?
You know, I think the most important thing is to have fun. Let your imagination run wild. Don't be afraid to, you know, experiment, to take risks, and make your character truly your own. Who knows what legends you'll forge in the world of Grand Odyssey?
That's awesome.